أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد. Verse number 35 from Surah Al-Qalam chapter 68 أفنجعل المسلمين كالمجرمين ما لكم كيف تحكمون. Shall we then treat those who submit as the guilty? What is wrong with you? How do you judge? If you remember, in the beginning of the surah, Allah mentioned certain qualities of certain people. They were evildoers. They were people who tried to create corruption between different people. They were those who dubbed other people with all sorts of names, called them with all sorts of names. And what was the Hammazin, Masha'in, Bin Amim, Utullin, Ba'da Dhalika, Zanim, rough people, evildoers. And those who, when our verses were recited to them, إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهَا آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ, just say these are the stories of the past people. These were the kind of people. And then Allah said, these people are being tested. The way we tested the people of that garden. إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. And then we had the story of the people of the garden. And then Allah said, in contrast to these, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ, for the God-weary, beside their Lord, in the vicinity of their Lord, are gardens of bliss. Now, this contrast, the difference between the eventual destiny of good people and bad people, is something that all of us should know. And God is asking us here, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرَمِينَ, are we going to put the criminals, مجرمين, like those who submit? Now, مسلمين here doesn't refer to مسلمين as the followers of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, only. Anyone who submits to God, the followers of Jesus, the followers of Moses, they were all مسلمين. And we know that during the history, Allah calls the followers of every prophet to be Muslimun. And therefore, here, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, those who submit to us, are we going to make them equal with كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ, those who are criminals? Meaning, those who not submit to us are by nature those who commit crimes. Now, this crime may be against other human beings. It may be against themselves. If someone does not believe in God, deprives himself from spirituality, deprives himself from what is the destiny which Allah has made for all human beings, that is a crime against one's own self. But usually people who do not believe in, who do not submit to God, commit crimes against others as well. So are we going to make these two equal? أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرَمِينَ. Now, this has been dealt with some elaboration here. Why such an elaboration? I think about 10 verses or more are just discussing this issue of, are we going to make مسلمون equal to مجرمون? Are they going to be equal with each other? When they come to us, are we going to treat them equally? Because since old, it was in the nature of human beings, those who committed crimes, those who did not believe in God, those who were somehow closing their eyes to the commands of the Lord, saying that, why do you judge us? We are all going to our Lord, and our Lord is merciful. So he will forgive all of us, for example. Or if he has treated us in this world with this honor and has ennobled us in this world, he is going to ennoble us in the next world as well. Now, Allah, actually, during all these discussions and in the course of these verses, is telling us that don't think that the way I'm treating you in this world is a sort of a criterion for judgment about how I'm going to treat you in the next world. I'm never going to make Muslimun and Mujrimun equal. Now, there are certain verses in the Quran. For example, in Surah Fussilat, we have about human beings. Human being, لا يسأمُ الإنسان من دعاء الخير. Man never is tired of asking for good. We are like that, isn't it? No matter how difficult is for us to seek good, we always ask good. And if we somehow believe in God or believe in a superpower thing, superpower being, we always turn to them, to him or to those beings, to give us good. La yas'amu al-insan min du'a al-khair. And if evil comes to them, if shar comes to them, misfortune comes to them, they become disappointed, they become ungrateful. If we give them rahmah, وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُ. If, for example, a human being has been through lots of misfortunes, then suddenly we give them a rahmah. He acquires wealth, he can now somehow call himself a prominent person in the community. Human being, human nature is like this. He does not attribute to misfortunes to himself. He attributes it to God. God, you made this to me. God, why did you let, for example, such and such thing happen? We attribute these small misfortunes to God. If there's an earthquake, it's God who made it. If there's a flood, it's God who made it. Why God allowed these things? But if there is fortune, if there is well-being, if there's comfort, human nature is like this. We do not attribute it to God. We attribute it to ourselves. We could do it. This is our knowledge. This is our science. This is our ability. This is our nation, which has achieved all these things. You see, we do not attribute it to God. We attribute it to ourselves. Misfortunes, we attribute to God. Fortunes, we attribute to ourselves. In Surah Zumar, we have إِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ذُرٌ دَعَانَا. When there is misfortune, they call us. God, you have to remove this. It's you who have done it to us. ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِنَّا. Then when we give a ni'mah, because every ni'mah comes from Allah. When we give them ni'mah, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. It's my knowledge. I could do it. I am a sort of smart person. I am an able, capable person. See, I have studied. I have done all these things. I know business very well. That's me. So we attribute good things to ourselves. We attribute misfortunes to God. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They don't know how these things work. People before you have said these things as well. قَدْ قَالَهَا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَأَتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا. قَدْ قَالَهَا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. People before them have said the same things, but it was not the way they thought. Their achievements did not help them. Now, here, in Surah Fussilat, what it says is that when, of course, we give fortune to people, they say, هَذَا لِي, this is due to me. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَامِعًا. Well, about hereafter, I don't know. It may come, it may not come. The hour may be judgment, there may be judgment. But even if there is a judgment, وَلَئِن رُجِعْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي إِنَّ لِي عِنْدَهُ لَلْحُسْنَى. If I return to my God, look how he has ennobled me here, how he has actually given our nation such honor in this world, how he has given our individuals, for example, of any nation, such and such, we are going to be treated in the same way in the life after that comes after. Now, here the Quran says, do not think like that. This world is not a good benchmark for judgment of how I'm going to judge people. It's not a good one. So, certainly I'm not going to make Muslimun kal mujrimun. Now, because they used to say that, yes, we are all equal, we are creatures of God, no matter what we do, God will forgive all of us. This is something that nowadays, especially in modern humanistic society, we hear a lot, that, well, people have their different desires, even if there is a God, even if there is a day of judgment, God loves all of us, he would give us everything. Good or bad are insignificant. Our deeds in good or bad. What is significant is that we are all loved by God. Something like that. People make such arguments. No, of course. You may either have a rational argument for this, that God is going to make you equal, or you may have an argument based on scripture. But you have none of them. Now, seven possibilities, seven answers of those who believe everyone will be equal in the eyes of God on the day of judgment. We should not judge people, and God would judge people easily, everyone, with his mercy. No, this is not the case. Seven arguments are answered here that we may produce, we may provide as an answer to this question. Yes, Allah will forgive everyone and everyone will be prosperous. No, that's not the case. So, the first thing is that مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُ. Okay, you have rational, intellectual capability. You have intellectual faculty. Does your intellect rule that God is going to make everyone equal? Those, I am actually earnestly asking people to be good and earnestly asking them not to be evil. And then on the day of judgment, I say, okay, all of you are equal. Come go to my paradise. Is this rational? Does your intellect, what is wrong with your intellect that you rule like this? Apparently, this was a common idea at the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, because this elaborate discussion here shows that there was a common opinion there that, yes, of course, it doesn't matter. If we worship idols, it's because God has wanted it. And it's mentioned explicitly in the Quran that لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَقَالُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا عَبَدْنَا مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ شَاءَ. If God willed, we wouldn't have worshipped anyone but him. He has willed us to do it. So this was a common thing. And therefore, if he has willed us to do it, he will treat everyone in the same way. Now, first of all, there should be something wrong in your intellectual, rational faculty that you rule like that. Secondly, okay, let's leave this rational argument. أَمْ لَكُمْ كِتَابٌ فِيهِ تَدْرُسُونَ. Maybe you have a scripture that you read in it, such a thing. Now, there are certain things that we know that our rational argument, our rational capacity cannot judge to the end of the world. We have to refer to them to scriptures. God should actually rule in certain issues that we really all the time may fight amongst ourselves, human beings. كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. Human beings were one ummah. Then they started to argue and dispute amongst themselves about certain things. Then God sent the prophets to settle these. There are certain things, for example, which are now an issue in human, it's an issue in human society, global human society, like hijab, modesty. It's an issue. Some say it's good, some say it's bad, some say women should be free, some say no, women should be modest, some say men, of course, should be free to do whatever they want, some say no, they have to be modest as well. Now, this argument cannot be settled rationally amongst us. It's not possible. We need a scripture for it. Is drinking wine good or bad? Now, the Quran itself says, فيها منافع للناس. There are, of course, benefits in wine for people. قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. There is a great sin in it, and there are benefits. However, I judge, I tell you, إِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا. In خَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسَرُ. Gambling and wine drinking. We rationally may dispute amongst ourselves forever, and we cannot come to a settled sort of opinion at the end. There should be a rule of scripture. Now, of course, modern society has somehow thrown the scripture behind their backs. We don't want to listen to it. We don't want. We can settle things ourselves. This is what we are seeing. We can settle things ourselves. This is the society that we are seeing nowadays. Families destroyed. Oppression is everywhere. Of course, maybe inside our own society, we may have made some sort of care for, minimum care for people, but look how people, nations are actually treating each other because they have power. So, there are certain things that we cannot come to a conclusion as human beings with each other. Then we need the rule of scripture. So, rationally, it's of course absurd to say that God will deal with good and evil in the same way. Scripture, well, I have mentioned in Torah, in Injil, in Quran, that they are not equal. Maybe you have another scripture. Am lakum kitabun. Maybe you have a scripture. Kitab here is scripture. You are reading in that. Fihi tadrusun means you are reading in that book, in that scripture. Anna lakum lama tahkum. That this judgment of you is written in that book, in such and such a scripture. You have read that, yes, Muslimun and Mujrimun are going to be equal on the day of judgment. Well, we don't have such an scripture. God says, I don't have such an scripture. I haven't sent any scripture. If you have anything like that, bring it. And this actually argument has been mentioned several times in the Quran, that if you have a scripture, that what you say is written in that scripture, then I will defer to it. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Now, you call idols beside Allah, partners for Allah. أَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكٌ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. What of the earth have they created? Do they have any share in creation of the heavens? Bring me a book, a scripture. إيتوني بكتاب من قبل هذا. A scripture before this book, which tells such a thing. أو أثارة من علم. Or trace of some knowledge which would tell you this is the truth. So this is just your hallucination. So it is very important. If you have a scripture, I defer to it. If you have a book of God which tells you like that, I defer to it. But you don't have any book of God. أم لهم أَمْ لَكُمْ أَيْمَانٌ عَلَيْنَا بَالِغَةٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَنَّ لَكُمْ لَمَا تَحْكُمْ. Or maybe you have a private conversation with me, with God, that I have given you a very strong oath which would remain until the Day of Judgment, that this would be the case. That Mujrimun and Muslimun are going to be equal. You see what importance it is given to it? Then there are other possibilities as well. أَمْ لَكُمْ أَيْمَانٌ عَلَيْنَا بَالِغَةٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Not that these أَيْمَان are بَالِغَةٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, but this أَيْمَانٌ بَالِغَ, يَمِينٌ بَالِغ, means a very, very strong oath. أَيْمَانٌ بَالِغَةٌ كَائِنَةٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, which is going to last until the Day of Judgment. أَنَّ لَكُمْ لَمَا تَحْكُمُونَ. That you say what you judge, you say that we have heard it from God directly. of course, you cannot, because this is only the prophets who can hear from God directly. Salhum ayyuhum bidhalika za'im. Now, if they say, yes, we have some such a thing, that God has told us that such a thing is going to happen, ask them who is going to play it out. Za'im means who is going to act it out. You come on the day of judgment and say, okay, there is a pledge, and we make everything, everyone equal, Muslimun and Mujrimun equal. All these are actually trying to drive this idea away that we shouldn't care about good and evil. Good and evil doesn't matter in this world. Especially the good and evil which are mentioned in the scripture as well. This is something, as I said, the modern society is absolutely, absolutely nabadhuha wara'a dhuhurahim. They have thrown it on their behind, and they don't want to listen to scripture. Of course, there are reasons for it. There were people who actually misinterpreted the scriptures. There were people who misused the scriptures. This is why the modern society is like that. Or maybe you say that we have some strong authorities who can, despite whatever evil we do, we have some strong authorities who are partners with God. They are going to help us. And despite whatever evil we do, we are not going to be judged in a bad way. We are going to be given a good place. Am lahum shuraka. Do they have partners that they ascribe to God? That these are going to help them, to intercede for them? And if they have, فَلْيَأْتُوا بِشُرَكَاهِمْ, let them bring them. There is no such a thing. Okay, there are other possibilities here. However, then there is an interjection of several sentences here. And this is you have to, when you read the Quran, always, if you want to ponder on the verses, always bear in mind, Quran brings many interjections of statements in the flow of a story or an argument, because it's important. Now, that day, when you want to bring your shuraka, the partners that you believe for God, that day, you know what will happen? يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِئُونَ. On that day, when you say we have shuraka, we have partners who are going to help us, that day, when the catastrophe occurs and they are summoned to prostrate themselves, they will not be able to do it. يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ. Usually when there is some difficulty comes, for example, when there's flood or earthquake, usually, you know, especially the Arabs had this dishdasha and something like that, they actually pulled it up so that they could run. Or in battles, especially in battles when the battle was very hot, they somehow tied the bottom of their shirt to their waist, so their shins appeared. And this became a sort of metaphor for difficult times. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ. When the catastrophe happens, when the difficulty of the day comes, on that day, of course, everyone is bound to have a humble heart towards Allah. وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ. They are called to humble themselves before God. They cannot do it. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. Now, this is a very important thing. What it means is that we cannot change there, despite whatever grandeur and glory we see for our Lord in that world. We cannot change our attitude towards God. The attitude we have had here in this world, we take with ourselves. If we have not humbled ourselves, this sujood doesn't mean actual sajda, putting your forehead on the ground. No, it means to humble yourself. You were called on that day to humble yourself before God. But you cannot do it. The evil people cannot do it. Because their heart is filled with self-love, with self-admiration. How can now humble themselves before God? They cannot do it. They see the grandeur, they see the greatness, but it's just like Shaitan. He couldn't do it. He couldn't humble himself for God. Of course, humbling himself for Adam was obeying God. He couldn't do that because of the nature of his heart. So if we don't have a humble heart here, we are not going to attain it there, despite whatever we see. Now, that is because our hearts are sick. Our hearts are not whole. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day, only whole, a healthy heart would benefit people. So if the hearts are not healthy, then of course we are called to do, to humble ourselves, to sajda. We cannot do it. Even in that most difficult time, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ, when the difficulty shows itself, when the difficulty transpires, and then people are said, the only way to get out of difficulty is to humble yourself before your Lord. You cannot do it. Your da'una ila sujood is not that God says, do prostrate for me or humble yourself for me. No. The only way to go out of those difficulties is having a humble heart. And you cannot have it there. خَاشَعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ. Their eyes, their looks are humbled, are shameful. They know that they are somehow terrified to the bones, but they cannot humble themselves. تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً. Look, their eyes show the terror. They are covered by misery and also by abasement. They realize how abased they are. Still, they cannot humble themselves before the Lord. Now, it is actually a sort of reflection of what we do in this world. We know how tiny, how insignificant we are in this world. Still, we think that we are the master of everything. We are the center of everything. We cannot humble ourselves before the Lord, isn't it? So it is reflected there. Although they are filled with terror, although they are covered with abasement, with misery, they cannot humble themselves before the Lord. وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ صَالِمُونَ. When their hearts were healthy, they were called to humble themselves. They didn't do it. They didn't do it. And now they cannot do it. This is a very deep issue, isn't it? Anything we gain in this world, we are in that world. We cannot change there. We cannot say, okay, although I'm not a humble person to God now, or I do not know God now, but when I die, when I go there, then, of course, I see the glory of God and I humble myself. I'm humble before, no, it wouldn't happen. That's why the people of hell are always full of rage because they see the glory of God and they think that God is sitting in the wrong place. God should come here and I should go there. See? Because they are filled with arrogance. They are filled with self-love. Why self-love is bad? Because it restricts our vision, our scope of understanding. The relation with us and God is destroyed by self-love, as opposed to love of God, which actually makes put everything in its place. We are the tiny creature. He is the creator. We have to be humble. He is has the grandeur. We have to love him. Of course, he would love us as well if we do not have evil. Because he doesn't he hates evil. God hates evil. So you cannot say that because he has created me, although I do all sorts of evil, still he loves me. No, that's not the case. He has created you, but he hates evil. So if you attach evil to yourself, he hates you. He doesn't. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. God does not love the ظَالِمُونَ, isn't it? Now, here, there's an unfortunate sort of story about this verse. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْأَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. It has crept in our books of hadith that this saq or shin or shin bone or shank or whatever leg refers to the leg of God. Okay, we had heard that God, for example, has hands, خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْهِ, has hands, or إِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا, has eyes, about from those who actually believe that God has a physical sort of entity. However, more strange is to hear that God has shin and leg. And on that day, God will uncover his leg. And then the difficulty will come. Now, this was a sort of common view among very superficial scholars. Apparently, at the time of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq and later on, this was a view. This was the depth of their understanding of Quran. It's sad, isn't it, to think that the depth of understanding of the Quran of certain scholars was that they thought that, yes, God would uncover his shin or his leg. Now, let me give you some traditions here. Zurara reports from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam from this verse, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ. Ubayd ibn Zurara, sorry. I asked about this verse, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ. قَالَ كَشَفَ إِزَارَهُ عَنْ سَاقِهِ. Does that mean that Allah will lift up his shirt from his shin and we will see it? قَالَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَلَىٰ. The Imam said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? This is not possible. Also, there are several traditions. Why these questions were asked by the Shia from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq? Why? Because Bukhari has mentioned traditions, narrations in his book, which were, of course, at that time going round in the circle of the scholars and people. This hadith is reported in Bukhari from Abu Sa'id al-Khidri, says, سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Of course, Abu Sa'id al-Khidri was a very, very prominent companion of the Prophet, so we believe that this has been somehow wrongly attributed to him. In the chain there is some problem, not in Abu Sa'id al-Khidri, who was a very great, of course, companion of the Prophet. سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يكشف ربنا عن ساقه. God will uncover his shin. فَيَسْجُدُ لَهُ كُلُّ مُؤْمِنٍ وَمُؤْمِنَةٍ. Then every believer, man and woman, will prostrate for him. Except those who prostrated in this dunya رِيَاءً وَسُمْعَةً, just to show off. فَيَذْهَبُ لِيَسْجُدْ فَيَعُودُ ظَهْرَهُ طَبَقًا وَاحِدًا. He wants to prostrate, but those who did not prostrate sincerely in this world, their backs would become stiff. They cannot actually prostrate. Also, Another hadith from Abu Huraira, يَوْبَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ قَالَ يَكْشِفُ اللَّهُ عَنْ سَاقٍ. It means Allah would show his shins. And then there's another very strange hadith from Ishaq ibn Rahway in his Musnad, who was, of course, one of the great masters and teachers of Bukhari, and in many, many other books. As an Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the Prophet said, when on the Day of Judgment Allah will gather everyone and ينزل الله في ظلال من الغمام, God will come down to the midst of people. Then someone will call, O people, were you not pleased that God created you, fed you, sustained you? And are you not pleased, the God who created you and sustained you in the world, that he let you go towards whoever you worshipped? And everyone says, yes, it's good. Let us go towards everyone that we worship. Is this not justice? Everyone says, yes, this is justice. Everyone goes towards those whom they have worshipped in the world. Then everyone goes, for example, those who have worshipped Isa alayhi salam will go towards a shaitan which is like Isa. And those who worship, for example, Uzair, they go towards a shaitan which is like Uzair. Not Uzair and Isa, of course, they are sublime. Even if they have worshipped a tree, if they have worshipped stones, it is going to be somehow make an apparition for them, an apparition of Isa, an apparition of Uzair, an apparition of stones, that everyone goes. The only people who stay there are Muslimun, Ahlul Islam. They stay there. And Allah says to them, مَالَكُمْ لَا تَنْتَلَقُوا كَمَنْ تَلَقَ النَّاسِ. Why don't you go towards your Allah that you worship? They say, we don't know who is our Allah because we haven't seen it. قَالُوا إِنَّ لَنَا رَبًّا مَا رَأَيْنَاهُ بَعْدُ. We haven't seen yet our Lord, so where to go? And God says, what is the sign of your Lord? فَبِمَا تَعْرِفُونَ رَبَّكُمْ إِنْ رَأَيْتُمُ. If you see your Lord, how do you know him? Because you haven't seen your Lord in this world. They say, yes, in the book, in the Quran, he has set some sign between us and him. And that sign is that he has told us that he would show us his shin, his leg, on the Day of Judgment. Then God shows his leg and everyone prostrates, knowing that this is God. Now, this is the God that they worship. فَيَخِرُّ كُلُّ مَنْ كَانَ يَسْجُدُ طَائِعًا سَاجِدًا. Only those who did not worship sincerely, they cannot worship. Now, it is sad, it is very sad to see that these traditions are in the credible books of narration. How can we accept this? I'm sure, of course, Sunni ulama nowadays, they reject these traditions. Because this is tajsim and tashbih, is anthropomorphism, that God is like human beings, has shin and leg and head and something like that. This is certainly not acceptable. Therefore, those who are very literalist in the Quran have to ponder, and have to ponder about those who actually made up these traditions, how superficial they were to think that they could make people believe that such things are true. Anyhow, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ فَيُدْأَوْنَ إِلَى وَيُدْأَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٌ وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْأَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ. Then, فَذَرْنِي وَمَنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. Leave me, do not worry about who denies or rejects this sort of justice, judgment of Allah. Leave me with them. And inshallah, there are other things which are very, very important. Towards the end of this surah, there are many different concepts which are very important. Inshallah, we'll deal with them next week. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Yeah.